MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Checking now with Brad Bendo. He's Better Bonds National Head of Sales. Brad, appreciate the time. The latest report out from your sales home loan applications in July. Strong, very, very strong. We're seeing a hefty both quarter-on-quarter and also year-on-year increases. The rate cuts, I imagine, are starting to help this sector.
Yeah, morning, Simon. It's exciting times. The market's starting to liven up a bit. As you said, July's applications were up 14% quarter on quarter and 12% year on year. So, yeah, it's looking really good. The rate cuts are certainly starting to affect the market, which is long overdue, to be honest.
Yeah, I was going to say it's been a tough year. It's been a tough many years since those very low rates of, 21. Are we seeing price increases in terms of homes being purchased during July?
Yeah. Home prices are up. They breached the 1.6 million. Average home prices breached the 1.6 million mark for the first time. Up 2.1% year on year. First time home buyers up to 1.3 million average. So yeah, that's a big increase.
And 1.6, big number. I mean, where does that? I mean, does that is that at or around, or perhaps the sort of all time highs for house prices?
Yeah, the 1.6 average home price is an all time high. And as I said, the first time home buyer average price also 1.3 million, also for the first time. So you know, both outpacing July's 3% inflation rate, which is significant.
One of the other points that came out of the report is talking around banks wanting larger deposits. Is this banks requesting the larger deposits, or is this sort of home buyers saying, hey, we've got a bit of cash here, some more if you need?
I think it's a bit of both, Simon. Look, the banks are still have a strong willingness to lend, so they haven't changed their lending criteria at all. Mm-hmm. So it could possibly be, the consumer has saved a little, which I would doubt given the fact that we've had pretty tough conditions for three odd years. But yes, deposits are up 14% from Q2 to around 311,000, 5.8% for first-time home buyers. So it's still well below 2024 highs, but this is certainly a trend to watch out for.
Looking at regional activity, Pretoria, another 27, or greater Pretoria, 27% growth. Something is definitely happening in Pretoria. This is not the first time we've seen big numbers there. And Western Cape leading in building activity. The Western Cape, I suppose, makes sense. Pretoria is always a bit of a head scratcher, but certainly two of the booming regions.
Absolutely. I mean, it's great to be talking about a different province for a change other than the Western Cape, you know. But I think that the decentralization out of Joburg into Pretoria is certainly causing that growth. You know, you've got a big university there, so there's a lot of government employment in Pretoria. And in truth, you know, the Pretoria infrastructure, other than the actual CBD, is looking quite good.
Yeah,
you know, you've got areas like Menlyn and etc., which are expanding at a rate of knots, and so yeah, it's looking really, really good. As I said, you know, Pretoria's up 27%, as you said, and the Western Cape leading with new building to the tune of 4.4 billion. So yeah, all looking good. The market's looking great.
No, it absolutely is. Are we seeing sort of more activity in certain price points? I mean, we just talked regional, but is there? I mean, maybe it's the folks buying the big fancy houses. Maybe it's the folks buying the smaller one bedroom apartments. Is there more activity in different price brands?
Yeah, look, I mean, the activity between 1 and 2 million is still strong, very, very strong, and up year on year. What we have seen is a slight shift in the home loans over 3 million. They're up 7% year on year. And then, concerningly, the loans under 500,000 have dropped by 5.7%. And that's a real concern for government targets, for bank targets, and that's entry level. So you know, there's work to be done there.
Yeah, and Colgraham Three springs to mind. They operate in that space. A last question, and it's an interesting, fascinating point. Shifts in buyer's behavior, rising building plans for alterations and additions, almost a third of total plans. Homeowners, some of them certainly, we've seen great activity in the purchasing space, but that data point suggests perhaps there's a lot of sort of upgrade DIY rather than people physically moving as well.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, that's a really, really interesting fact, a bit of data that we've seen, you know, interest rates have come down. People have looked at, the consumers looking at renovating the existing homes rather than moving. And I think that's certainly a result of or a product of pricing and demand. So there's, you know, at the moment it's a seller's market. So they requesting sometimes ridiculous pricing. So so people are deciding to renovate instead of move. This always happens when you get a decrease in the interest rates. If you look back over time, okay. It's a pretty standard trend, but we're certainly seeing the shift. It's going to become a buyer's market pretty soon.
Yeah, but I take your point. Interest rates down, sellers asking prices, and some folks are like, perhaps not, but also then wonder what it does for the likes of the cash pools. But we'll leave it there. Brad Bendall, Better Bonds National Head of Sales, appreciate the early morning time. And our question today, Paul, on LinkedIn and Twitter is around that. Are you perhaps doing DIY work on your home rather than going and purchasing a new one? Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.